That was weird.
Hi, Vic. I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden it disconnected us. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I hope he doesn't think I hung up on him. No,
well,
I was saying.
The note said that I had been ditched from the conference.
I know, because I hit the wrong button. You know, I was telling you that I literally had someone telling me, we're calling, it was regarding some account, right? And they said, well, we need to confirm your social. And I said, well, you're calling me, so you should already have that then. Well, we still need to confirm it with you. And I said, well, I don't understand why I need to confirm it if you already have that information.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I mean, can you please get, and I said, no, I can't. You already have that information, so when you figure it out, then give me a call back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, do they really think that I'm just going to give my social over the phone like that? You know?
Well, there's people, old people, I guess, there's people that get scammed every
minute. Oh, you don't even know what happened to my mom. She was on Facebook, and people friend request her, and she accepts it. And what ended up happening was some guy she was talking to, and we only know because my daughter kind of saw it on my mom's page. And make a long story short, the guy was giving her this song and dance that he, you know, was he was he was stationed somewhere, I don't know, in Saudi Arabia. I don't know where he was stationed at. Somewhere in the Middle East. And he said, you know, I'm going to, and then he claims he came back to the U.S. and then he was getting deployed again. Can I send you all my things? I don't have any family. I told my mom, stop. That is a total scam. What is wrong with you? She was like ready to give the guy money. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Mom, stop. No one in the service is going to need money, you know? It was just crazy. So, yeah, you just never know with nowadays. So the only thing that I'm processing right now, okay, is the application fee. Now, before I process it, it is non-refundable. You don't have anything on your background check, right? No type of felonies, because that'll disapprove you.
No felonies.
Okay, perfect. Just I know it's a silly question to ask, but I would rather make sure. Okay. Now you're going to receive a receipt, and we send it to your email. We also send it to you in a text message. And then what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be also sending you the application. So the application, I'm sending it to your email, and I'll also send it to you in a text message. Now when you're filling out that application, okay, there's a part where it's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? You put zero. Because if you put that you have one employee or two employees, they're going to want the information on them to do the background check. Basically, the background check is to only be done with the person that's face-to-face with the client. What I say is exchanging money, which is only you, right? Cool. So just put zero. Now, when you're filling out the application, it's also going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. That's when you would put 331. And I put it on the email, too, so that way you have it there to reference back. Okay? Now, Vic, I'm also going to send you a text message with my contact information, too, just so that you have it for your records. If you get stuck somewhere on the application, give me a call. Okay? And I can definitely walk you through it. It's a pretty simple application. It's just, you know, sometimes it might be a question that you're not too sure on how to answer or what you put. You can call me and I can help you with it. That's not a problem. Now, are you also licensed for the business? It's only requiring just the insurance.
Yeah, there's no licensing for it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason that I said is sometimes some business owners have a license, and even though it's not a requirement for your category, some of them like to put the license, but just, and it'll even give you an example of the form that they need of the insurance. They're not asking for all the pages. It's called the Accord, which is the COI, Certificate of Insurance. Okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
Perfect. Now, I'm just going to go over just a few notes with you, just basic notes, so that our technician is aware. and then we'll be all set here. So let's see. And I'm putting in here, this is a carpet cleaning category. And then the minimum monthly is $331. And then cost is $25.33 per lead. What are your hours of operation?
Oh, I think on our website it's 8 to 6.
Let me see if I can take a look.
Yeah.
I believe, okay, so it shows 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Sunday is closed.
Yeah, I guess we'll leave it like that. Right now I'm not working Saturday, but I will eventually.
Do you want me to not put Saturday yet?
No, I think I want to go ahead and do it. It should happen fairly quickly.
Okay. So we'll put Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and then Sunday is closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
We go Sunday too for emergencies. So.
And if you need to change it, just let us know and we'll change it, okay?
Okay.
And then does the client have an existing Google guaranteed ad? No. Let's see. Does the client have 5 existing? Yes. He actually has 2019. Let's see here. Not applicable on that. Is the client willing to go through the background check? Yes. Does the client have and willing to provide social security number to us for the background check? Yes. It'll ask you for that on the application. And does a client have and willing to provide driver's license, identity card, or passport? Yes. And then let's see here. And then just, again, a reminder that the communications for the background check is either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we'll let you know. And then does client have business license not required? Does client have a certificate of insurance? Yes. And then getting the free MySite. You want the MySite, correct?
Correct.
The website? Okay. And then I have this. Okay. Now, the last thing, if you take a look at either your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay. Initial invoice. You said it was in text, or?
Yeah, we sent it in a text message, and we also sent it as well to your email. Let me see. Let me make sure it went through to you. I'll tell you which one it came out. It would have came right before. There's one that says welcome, one that says local splash initial invoice. Let me tell you which one it came before or after.
Okay, this.
It's the one that's, okay, you got the one with my name?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the one before that.
One before that. And we're looking at emails?
At the text messages. Yeah, if you look at your text messages.
Yeah.
And actually, hold on. Okay, let me I'm going to resend it for you. Give me one quick second here.
Yeah, I don't have one before that.
It's okay. I'll resend it, the invoice. Give me just a quick second here and I'll resend it. Let's see. Go here. And then I'm going to...
Please fill out and submit your Google Guaranteed form.
That's your application. Let me resend this one. Here it is.
It has an outside link going from there.
Yeah, I'm going to send it right now.
Okay.
Okay, it should be coming through any second. It shows it processing. It's in the mode of getting sent to you.
So you've already filled out part of it?
On the Google Guaranteed app, no.
Okay.
I haven't filled out anything. The Google, my Apple Watch is talking to me again. Anytime I turn my wrist a certain way. Okay, the initial invoice, you should be getting it any second.
Yeah, your voice and mail.
It'll say, hello, Victor K. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. It should have been the last one that just came through to you right now.
Yeah. Okay. I clicked that.
Okay. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
I guess it's at the bottom, huh?
Okay. Let me see. What are you on right now? What page? What does it say at the very top?
It says Local Splash
Terms of Experience. Oh, perfect. You're there. Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to scroll to the very bottom of the page. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to ask you to type your name, but before you do that, Vic, right above it, there's a little box to the left that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. So you're going to click inside that little box because what you're saying is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Victor with a space, K, no period, and then McLendon.
Okay.
Question?
Yeah, it's got a place here, Facebook ads.
Oh, yeah. No. So when you're looking at this, okay, these products are all products that we offer, right? So the Google Business Optimization, that's not included in your services. What you're getting is where it says Google Guaranteed. Now, that doesn't go to say, let's say later on down the line, right? You want us to now manage Google ads for you or Facebook ads. This is just letting you know that these are other products that we also assist with.
Okay.
So Google Guaranteed is what you're getting. And then Google Workspace is something that we offer. Now listen, you don't have to do it. What it is like an actual email, like a business email for you. So it would say for example, vic@citrusolution.com. That is an added cost. You do not have to do it. They might offer it to you, but just know it's not something you need to do. Advanced reporting system is included. Okay. That's part of your package. The live client support team, as you see there, Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, and then it has our phone number listed there. If there's a time that we send you a text message, right, the number that we would text is your 601-325-6449, okay? The delivery dates, this doesn't apply to you because this is for the local SEO and Google Ads packages. So yours for the Google Guaranteed can take between 4 to 8 weeks, okay, to get approved, all right? And then as it shows there, all you paid is just the application fee. There's no additional costs, okay, until when we call you to let you know you've been approved and if you want us to turn on the leads, okay?
Okay.
The seasonal holds, that doesn't apply to you. Because Google Guaranteed, if you need to shut off the leads, you call our client support team and say, shut off the leads. We shut them off right away. When you want them turned back on, you call us and we turn them back on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
It's just confusing because I got everything in the kitchen sink in this note.
Well, the only thing you know is that you got the Google Guaranteed, right? So we're not doing Facebook ads or anything like that. That's why I recommend the Google Guaranteed for you, because I feel honestly you're going to have a way better conversion rate. And that's not saying that Facebook ads doesn't work or Google ads or the rest, but I feel Google Guaranteed is a better fit for you, Vic, because you can control the leads. You can shut them off and on when you need to. And anything that's not qualified, you know you're going to get that credited back. So it's not like you're having to dispute it, because Google has a system that knows what was qualified and what wasn't.
Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, that's what I like too. And then you'll just click on confirm signature. So let me know when you do that, because when you do that, then you're going to see it should be opening up a page asking you to enter a username and a password.
Okay. Okay. Now I've got username, password.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see this part, Vic, because this is where you would go in to track your results with us. We don't currently have a username or password for you yet. So once they create that for you, it typically takes about 5 to 7 days. You'll receive an email from us. Okay. We'll send you a notification via text to let you know that we sent your login credentials so you can start tracking your results. Okay. So okay. You'll get that in an email within 5 to 7 days. So just as a reminder, okay, fill out the application as soon as you can. If you get stuck on anything, please give me a call and I can walk you through it. The application's pretty simple, but there just might be something you're not sure. How do I answer that, right? So that's why I'm here to assist you as well. And then on the 14th, we're going to be calling you at 9:30, okay? So that way they can just go over everything with you and any additional questions, okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you. You're going to love this program. You're really going to love it.
About it, too. So I guess I need to keep my other webpage until this other one gets going. So.
Yeah. I mean, just in the meantime, I mean, once they create the website for you, then you're good, you know, if you want to switch it out. Now, as far as, like, who, you're not sure on who's managing your Google business profile?
I don't have any idea.
It's not the guy that's handling your website, you don't think?
I don't know. I never have really gotten the straight answer. I've asked several times and they told me the business doesn't know how it came about or how it got set up. I'm assuming the guy that set the webpage up and hosts that did it, but I think he told me Bren did it. Well, Bren doesn't have any, he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't have passwords or anything.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, he was not very bright. He's married to my best friend for 40 years, youngest daughter. And so.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a 100 millionaire and she's at least a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
My daughter's 4 years old, so I love her almost.
Aww.
Really, you know, so. But, you know, she wasn't very bright. Now, her sister is borderline genius, and my daughter is borderline, my oldest daughter. Genius.
Wow.
So they were best friends. We used to go on couples trips together, and we'd get an adult's table and a child's table. It's a lot easier to get four than it is one table for eight, you know.
Yeah.
and the two older ones were like little adults. I mean, they were, you know, very bright. You know, they knew what the big bang was. And, you know.
Wow.
And all that, you know. But, anyways.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you, under the carpet cleaning, because they have some services that are listed, and I want to make sure. So do you do the upholstery cleaning too, or no?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay. And you do area rugs, remove pet stains and odors. What about clean drapes and curtains?
I don't do the drapes and curtains.
Okay, so let me notate that, because if you were to get a call, let's say somebody called you to clean drapes, that's an unqualified lead because we won't have it listed under the services. Okay, so I'm going to put no clean drapes and curtains. Everything else, yes. Okay, perfect. Awesome. I would say, yeah, if you could find out, like, who's managing that Google profile page, it would have been who, like, when you originally set that up, you don't remember who it might have been that helped you set it up?
Well, it was set up 5 years ago, and I owned the company since March of this year, so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I wasn't around. He doesn't remember, and he probably doesn't have the, I don't even have the, I mean, if I at least knew what the login was, I could, you know, tell him I lost my password. But
yeah, and he doesn't even remember the login, huh?
He doesn't even remember ever having anything to do with it, which I suspect that's probably true.
Yeah.
And, I was first trying to find out from the guy that's managing the web. He really wasn't talking to me, and you know, so I don't.
So the website that's on there now, I mean, it's your website.
It is.
It's the Hadesburg Carpet Cleaning Pros.com. That one's your website, right? Because it's got your phone number on it.
Yeah, it's my website, but.
So then, so here's the thing. If they were able to add on that website, that means one of them somehow was able to get access to to put the website.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Google. That website, I don't actually have direct access to it, but the people managing it do, and I know who that guy is.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is because that's the website that's attached to that Google profile page. Right?
Oh, okay.
So one of them had to have access to that Google profile page in order for them to add that website to it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll revisit it with this guy anyway.
Yeah, ask him and just say, hey, do you have the access to my Google profile page? Because I would assume he would have to have that access because he was the one who updated the website to show your current website.
Now, what is the Google? You told me a while ago what the Google.
So the Google profile, I'll tell you what it is. It's the one that shows your 19 reviews, okay? It shows the business name, the website link. It has that you got 16 reviews, okay, 5.0. It shows your hours of operation, and then it has that 601-255-1585 number.
Okay. And I'm sure that has to be. So what is the name of the Google page? Has it got
This is called Google Business Profile.
Okay.
So I would say, and the reason that I say that is because whoever's managing that Google Business Profile has been able to update the website. They can make changes to your hours of operation and stuff, right? So that doesn't interfere with what we're doing with Google Guaranteed because it's completely separate, right? They're two separate programs. The reason that I say is because if you want to update it with the website that we create for you, on that Google Business Profile, you need to know who's managing that so this way they can update it if you wanted to change it to the website that we're building.
Yeah, that would have to be Vince, I guess. When I first got it, I just assumed that I owned the website and that I owned would own, you know, any of Google or any of the other things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming events. I'm still paying him, so he has to take my call now, so I'll have to.
Yeah, like he's got to answer me now, right?
Well, that was the problem, really, is after I didn't start paying him for a couple of months, and Brent hadn't paid him for a couple of months, so I got a notice saying he was going to turn it off. And I didn't realize. And then I realized uh-huh. that some of the places, that Monster that hosts you, they own your page. And I personally wouldn't host one with any company that did that. And
so yeah.
I was stunned to find out that he did, you know. But
yeah, majority of companies, I'll tell you this, that build websites for you, they own the domains, because they're hosting, right? Excuse yes. me. Even with us, let's say you decided, Vic, you wanted to cancel. You always have the option where if you want us to continue hosting and maintaining that website, it's $49 right. a month. We continue to host it and maintain it for you for as long as you want. $49
yeah.
a month. Or if you wanted just the domain name, like let's say we had a domain name that was CitrusSolutionMS.com, right? If you wanted
right.
just the domain, it's $99, but the content, you're going to have to find someone to recreate the content and host the website, because all websites, the hosting is where they store the files for the website is what it is. That's what hosting
yeah.
means. But those are always options for you.
I've had thousands of these things done, but I have had a team of people that did websites, and I built the big computer system. So, but
yeah.
We owned our domains, and the person that we sold the system to owned all the domains.
Uh huh.
So now we trained their people to host and do whatever they needed to, the software that we developed, including the web stuff. You know.
Oh, okay.
We handed over the whole thing. Now, those are $30 to $60 million government systems. So.
Wow.
But when we walked away, they got everything. That was part. Most states require that when you sell them anything, they have to own
mm-hmm.
the source code and all that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell me about it. Compared to when I was younger, just the way technology is nowadays, too. Just everything's so different.
Yeah. My little brother owns McClendon.net.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have McClendon.com, but it's not really a deal. I mean, he hosted other people and built websites and all that in his spare time.
Oh, wow.
He's a petroleum engineer, so.
Oh, wow.
But he just basically had it for his daughter to have something to do.
Okay.
She's graduated, graduated from med school, got one child and got another one on the way. And.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm not ready for the electric cars. They say eventually we're all going to go in that direction. I don't know how that's going to work for California, because from what I understand, our grid's not even big enough to even handle.
It's a
yeah,
joke.
There's no way.
What if they truly make people go to electric cars, it means that you're going to be riding the bus, because nobody.
Pretty much.
How many people do you think can afford an $80,000 Tesla or even a $30,000 or $40,000
Well, you know what's funny is this. The Teslas, you can lease them, right?
Uh-huh.
My daughter, her son's dad has a Tesla.
Yeah.
It's the battery that is going to cost you more than anything.
No, I'm an engineer, so I'm completely aware of that. I'm completely aware that it's not practical. But I also know the government sometimes makes companies do things.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna, I think the whole deal is to bankrupt our companies so China can take over the markets.
It's just crazy. I mean, even I know that in California they've been trying to pass going like to electric stoves. I cannot cook on an electric stove. I will tell you that right now. My mother-in-law, when we stayed with her, this was years ago, and we were kind of staying with her for a bit, and her apartment was all electric. And I'll tell you, I just could not cook on an electric stove for the life of me. I'm not even joking. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the worst because it's so hard to gauge, you know?
Yeah.
I prefer gas, but they've been trying to push that everything, that appliances switch to electric. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fight that one because I'm against it. I don't like electric stoves. I never have and I never will. So
because it takes twice as much natural gas to run the electric stove than it does just to run a natural gas stove, because you have a 60% conversion rate law.
Right.
If I convert natural gas to electricity, I lose about 60% any form of energy to another form of energy, and it's part of the law that conservation of energy. It's not anything you're going to ever be able to overcome. And so if I convert natural gas or gasoline, just because that's what people understand, to electricity, I lose half of that gasoline. And so right now, the Teslas are able to, you know, they're able to get current cheaper because they're propping them up. When the government decides to stop propping them up like they did with solar panels, when they quit propping up solar panels in Colorado, every one of those companies went out of business. It's not, none of the technologies make any sense. You know, on a small scale, somebody's home, especially when they were making the power companies buy the electricity back from you. But California's now, they're letting they used to have to pay back full retail.
Yeah.
Well, now California, the electric companies can pay whatever they want, so it's not economical really anymore. So the whole thing is a chip. But what it will do is, if they do make that happen, and I think if we can get this idiot out of government, it'll go back to the way it's supposed to be. But, you know, yes. Too, they're burning first, never cut forest. They're cutting it down and burn it for firewood because they turned all the nuclear plants off and they shut down all the natural gas. And of course, Putin shut down a lot of the natural gas. But
yeah,
but they say this winter there's going to be a lot of people dying in Europe. So,
oh man, crazy world, huh?
It's ever going to work. Well, anywhere you see starving people, the bureaucrats have taken completely over. If you see these little kids in Ethiopia with a buzzard hovering over them waiting to eat them when they die,
yeah,
bureaucrats selling all the way up to that country. The odd thing about the world is it'll completely support normal endeavor. If you work hard, plant your crops, or whatever you do for a living, you'll make a decent living. You don't make a decent living when bureaucrats start taking 60% of your wealth. And there's never actually been a country that survived when they taxed the people more than 25%. And so the wealthiest people here end up paying about 60%, because you have to figure every nickel you spend, you know, half of it's tax money, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's gasoline. There's so many taxes on gasoline, it's ridiculous.
I know. You're telling me. Wow.
And whenever the idiots are in charge and they screw around, five times in my lifetime, the government's messed around with the oil industries and the price of oil went up through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And price of gas and all that. When Jimmy Carter was president, everybody thought, well, the end of the world was coming because gasoline went from like a dollar up to $5 or something. And they're going
wow.
back up right. They're actually right now, they're artificially holding down. He's already pumped all the oil reserves that we use for the strategic in case somebody jumps on us and we need oil. He's already drained that out and sold it to try to lower the price to get this last election won, you know.
Uh-huh.
He has no way to ever put that back because oil is twice, four times more than he sold it for, you know. That's
crazy.
The same. Taking oil out of that reserve and selling it to $1 billion worth to China. And they
right.
sold a bunch to the Netherlands. And so they're selling our strategic oil to China. And so, you know, I mean, that's, it's
what
really,
a shame.
It's really treason, you know. I mean, I wrote a lot of government programs for the FBI and the CIA, and I had a level 2 security clearance in the government. I had
mm-hmm.
people with at special projects, which is the highest you can get, security clearance, and our guys wrote all kinds of stuff for the government, but the people in charge are ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
You know, don't have a degree from Harvard or Princeton or somewhere, but they are incredibly dumb and ignorant about the world, so.
Wow. All right, Vic. Well, it was so nice talking with you again. And again, if you get stuck on any questions, please give me a call, okay?
All righty.
All right. I hope you feel better. Get some rest this weekend before that conference.
Oh, yeah. I'll try
to. Okay.
Rest is not in my name anywhere, so I don't rest much, you know?
Yeah.
I did days when I first got this, and that helped a lot, but.
That's good. Yeah. Just drink a lot of fluids. All right. So we'll talk to you on the 14th, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Sounds good. You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.